That has its antecedents, really, in the way old people decide but this team could be a member of the community. I guess one last thing that people don't focus on in the league context is what I would call innovation. Any side seemed like a good idea. Let's take the team to Israel. That was 1978. We didn't do that. I would say up until he took his last breath, he was really ticked off at the referee in Tel Aviv that Bill Home cooking. Okay? That's all he wanted to talk about. He wanted to talk about the home cooking in Tel Aviv because it was my point. Hey, relax! It was, you know, it was 30 years ago. Calm down. Don't tell me to calm down. And if anyone that would be excited, didn't tell them about that. And by the way, China was closed in 1979, practically. What was he doing, taking his team to China? You know, it's low these many years later, and that led to our relation with the Chinese Basketball Association, our hosting the team that came here in 1985. And it was easy. We needed some place for them to play. Hey, I'd like to do an exhibition game against the Chinese national team. This is all your fault. Sure enough, they played here. I was at the game with the Chinese national team. So he's had a huge, huge influence on the way our league has evolved. And when you think about it, the size of the league, when a bought his team, when a moved to the Washington area, when he moved downtown, we were minuscule, and we were dependent upon the leadership and guidance of people like A. Just a couple of thoughts of personal remembrance. Number one, he always said to me, listen, don't talk to me like that. I remember when you were a young kid, and I'm using the kids of our families here, and I remember that stupid mustache and you tried to smoke that cigar so you looked older. But you're still a kid to me, hey? I'm 65, I don't care how old you are. You're still a kid to me. And I think I was. But I was a kid and I was a friend. And he's the only owner where we're told to tell my wife that I was working too hard. The only owner who called each business to say, you're not really going to see again at your age. Hey, remember? I'm a kid. And finally, those of you who know him will know he had a favorite refrain. When anyone said to him, and I said on many occasions, are you sure you want to do this? It's not in the best financial interest of what you want to do. Including, are you sure about wanting to build this building downtown? Do you want it to be, you know, a monument or an albatross? Which one, A? He said, you know, David, as I've always told you, I don't want to be the richest person in the sector. And I guess what I would say to Robert, to Irene, and to the family, it turns out, based upon what I've heard here, several weeks in a most fitting way. He really is the richest man in the Senate. Rest in peace, David.